Hello and welcome to this week's edition of The Organist Encores. My name's Damon Cox, and on this week's show, well, I have to confess, I've cheated a bit, and I've decided to copy the same format that John did last show. So I've delved into my own archive of cassettes, tapes, CDs and whatnot, and I've decided to bring to you some of the things that have slipped through my mind, or some of the stuff that I haven't listened to in a while. Well, we start off at the magnificent Freemanual 19 rank Wurlitzer in the Odeon in Leeds. This has to be one of the best Paramount organs there ever was, and it still sounds that magnificent now in its current home, the Firsford Collection in Norfolk. Arnold Loxham had a great residency there in the late 60s, and this is one of his typical opening tracks in true Loxham bounce style. The tunes are Hey Neighbour, Shine, Jeepers Creepers, and We'll All Go Riding on a Rainbow. Arnold Loxham there in true Loxham bounce mode with those four standards, and that was taken from a 1968 broadcast, one of the last on the organ in the cinema. Well, we turn our heads to Compton now, and to the free manual 16 rank organ in the Town Hall, Watford. It's a shame, really, that this organ isn't used as much as it should be because it sounds terrific. Sadly, not many recordings of the organ exist. However, I did dig out this tape of Donald McKenzie playing the Compton in 1993. He seems to get some nice sounds out of the organ, including a nice demonstration of the harmonic flute, which is a beautiful rank attached to some Compton theatre organs. So here's Donald then with Two Sleepy People.
Thank you.
The beautiful sounds there of the Watford Town Hall Compton with Donald McKenzie at the helm. Up next is an artist who we haven't heard from in some time, and there's a reason for this, because his first name starts with W, which is quite a long way down my playlist, and he occasionally just seems to slip through the net. And if you haven't guessed by now, that's the wonderful artistry of William Davies, who wasn't afraid to throw interesting spins on normal standards, as he now demonstrates with what he would call the George Shearing approach to that lovely novelty Butterflies in the Rain. And I think it works particularly well on the organ, and that's the Gaumont in Manchester with its four manuals and 14 fiery ranks. So here we are with the jazzy rendition of Butterflies in the Rain. Jazzy sounds there from William Davies at the Gaumont in Manchester. Now, for all the organ nuts that are interested, the piano that you heard on there was originally attached to the Odeon Manchester Wurlitzer. It's a genuine Wurlitzer upright piano. And they moved it to the Gaumont after the Odeon closed in 1973, where it was at the Gaumont for a year before that closed. Next up is a new addition to my archive. Although it's an album that's been around for some time and that you might expect me to have, it's just one that slipped through the net. These things do happen. The album sees George at the Pasadena Studio Organ, and it's a lovely jazzy tune called That's My Desire, and I think that you'll agree that George has a strong desire for the style D trumpet in this track. Thank you. Well, for all those who love the Staudi trumpet in the hands of George Wright, that's your track. Now, before we go any further, a couple of people have mentioned to me that it's sometimes hard to keep up to date with shows. So I thought I'd just mention that if you have an Apple device, an iPhone or an iPad, you can go on the podcast app and you can subscribe to us and you'll get a notification every time we put a show out. Alternatively, if you download the Podbeam app, you can subscribe to the show on there and listen that way. So there's plenty of options and no excuse for you to miss a show. Now, I was reading on Facebook the other day that it was an amazing 13 years ago that Turner's musical Merry-Go-Round in Northampton closed doors to the public. I've often talked through with Nick and he's explained to me how much I would have enjoyed going to visit Turner's, and it sounds like a great venue. But sadly, I only have recordings to go by on what the atmosphere of the place and the organ sounded like, and I have to say I've always been very impressed. Nick certainly gets every single ounce of emotion out of the organ next with this beautiful waltz. It's a Blackpool favourite called Charmaine. The beautiful sounds there of the Exodia Newcastle Wurlitzer are enjoying its time at Turner's musical Merry-Go-Round. Another example of lush Paramount sound. Well, another thing that I read on Facebook was that it was 3 years ago since that well-loved lady organist Doreen Chadwick passed away. Doreen had a rather snappy and jazzy approach to playing the organ, and I think that comes across on her recordings on the fabulous Gaumont Manchester. So let's go there now and listen to her playing a lively samba called El Mosquito.
Thank you.
The snappy sounds there of Doreen Chadwick at the Gaumont Manchester with the lively samba El Mosquito. Now, I was talking to a couple of friends recently about BBC Theatre Organ No. 3, the one in the Playhouse in Manchester, and how different it sounded to the Empress Ballroom. It lost its acoustics, but it was still the same basic sounding organ. Lots of people are very critical about how it sounded in the Playhouse, and people have told me it was a very odd installation and it was very brash. But one recording that I've always liked of it, and that I haven't played enough of, is the one that Nigel Ogden made way back in 1982. Nigel had a very different approach to playing back then. There was loads of lush, interesting harmonies, and it was all very beautifully phrased. Here he is then with a song from Oliver, and it's the beautiful ballad, As Long As He Needs Me. Thank you. Every time I listen to those beautiful harmonies in that track, it just sends a shiver down my spine. Well, we're rapidly approaching the end of the show, and we turn our head to another artist that's name is far down the bottom of the alphabet, and that's the artistry of Vic Hammett. Now, the first time I heard Vic was on an album that he made at the Buckingham Town Hall Wurlitzer. On listening to the album, I thought, my God, that's a really snappy tambourine, and it wasn't until recently I found out that the recording engineer, Bill Walker, was actually bashing the tambourine because it wasn't quite working on the organ yet. I think that every recording engineer has one story to tell like that. Anyway, I think the combination of Bill bashing the tambourine and Vic at the Wurlitzer works really well, as you will now hear with that lively samba, Brazil. The lively sounds there of Vic Hammett at the Buckingham Town Hall Wurlitzer with Brazil. Well, I'm afraid that's all we got time for on this week's show. Next week, we delve into the artistry of every David known to man, because if you're not a David, apparently, you're a nobody. There seems to be quite a few David organists about today, and I thought it would be good to throw a spotlight on them. Well, that's about the lot from me, so until next Thursday at 8 p.m., all the best, all the time. Take care.